Hello, and welcome to the Re-Up Podcast, your weekly re-up on everything pop culture from the minds of 20-somethings. We're back with our exaggerated swagger of black teens, but you know, we're in our early 20s, so hopefully our swagger still holds up. We're back at it with Deshaun.
Yeah, my swagger meter's running pretty low.
And Dawson.
This is our second time doing this bit. I'm not.
You bastard!
Revealing to our audience the secrets behind the show.
Now, so on, we had some complications earlier in the recording because Discord decided to it needed money. We got on the radar and it was like, oh, these guys have been using our software to record and enjoy themselves. Let's slow them down a bit. And we had to, you know, shell out some boosts to the server to get our audio quality back up and running. That was a little adventure we just had. Just had to chill out our wallets and get sucked dry.
Hey, man, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
It be like that. The age old, the Gen Z, our generation's like, I'm depressed. I'm clinically depressed. My life sucks. I'm suicidal. Therapist goes, it do be like that. And it's all fixed.
Yo, I can't wait for Gen Z psychologists.
Gen Z psychologists? Fucking therapists. It be like
that,
bro.
Yo, homie, sometimes it be that way, though.
It be that way. It do be that way.
So I'm seeing I'm having schizophrenic, like, visions and seeing hallucinating. Oh, yeah, sometimes it be that way, homie.
Sometimes it be like that, yeah.
You know, just smoke this joint.
Right, yeah.
Speaking of joints, Congress making some big moves. Big moves, but not really. Because it ain't really fully legal. So anybody dancing out there that's saying, ooh-wee, the marijuana's legal, it's not. Not yet.
For those wondering, I think the federal government just passed a bill to start to decriminalize marijuana.
House passes bill to legalize marijuana, but Senate votes on, but the Senate still has to vote for it.
Isn't that...
But the House did.
Isn't that Mitch McConnell's territory in the Senate?
Isn't that his domain?
His fucking turtle shell.
Man, yeah, it's fine. Like I mean, like, I'm just glad that. Well, shit. Like, cause like, isn't the House still Republican? Like,
maybe the Republicans are too busy yelling and screaming about voter fraud and rigged election that they'll just forget about the marijuana and let that pass through the House and Senate because they're all concerned with the presidency.
You know, I honestly think that they finally waking up and being like, you know, yeah, whatever societal harm that we thought this was gonna cause, it's gonna make us more money. So,
right. What brought you to this tremendous occasion, sir? I like money.
Money.
Money. speaking of, are you guys how's your hype levels for Cyberpunk 76? Because that's coming out in a few days.
Man, I don't care about
it. It's going to get delayed the day before it releases.
If it gets delayed the day before it releases,
sorry, we don't have enough of copies to release to everybody, so we're just going to delay it.
No, because I heard that...
What's the game even about?
So some realtors actually, because people that pre-ordered it, some realtors actually gave it to them by accident early. But what... The people behind Cyberpunk, what they're doing is that you can't stream it. You may have like purchased it legally and gotten it like super legit, but if you stream it, nah, they're taking that stuff down, big fella. You getting copyright claimed in an instant.
You know what I've been telling people though?
What?
A lot of people have been like, man, you know, I gotta support my locally owned black business. Support Cyberpunk. What? Because remember, it was made by a black guy.
Really? Is that really? Cyberpunk 77. We have Keanu Reeves and it was made by a black guy. Boom. Game of the year.
Boom. Buy it.
Buy it.
Bro, I don't even know what the game's about.
I don't know what the game's about. I couldn't tell you either.
I mean, I can drop the quick lore of Cyberpunk.
All I remember is that you can customize everything from like teeth to fucking eye bags. Right, like
you can do that in Fallout.
No, but you can't increase your penis size though.
You can do that in Saints Row.
You can't make your guy have a fucking big dong, and it actually matters towards gameplay. All right.
What?
It matters towards gameplay. I don't believe that.
I feel that it does, because like they're like the first scene that you see in the game is after your character got done smashing some cheeks. So you know, like you know, I feel that like knowing CD Projekt Red, because CD Projekt Red are the guys that made The Witcher. It's gonna be some weird shit, probably. Like, oh man, you decided that your guy had a small wee wee, and she's not pleased by it.
Reroll for that. In the state of the, you know, the hype train, do you think this has surpassed the hype train that we had for No Man's Sky?
Yeah.
No Man's Sky didn't have Keanu Reeves.
True, that was a big hype
when Keanu Reeves showed up at the Xbox Expo thing
and is like, check this shit out. And okay, yeah, that was like, I think that was peak hype of this game.
Yeah, when Keanu Reeves said, "You're special,"
that was peak hype. Everything right now has been trickling down. I feel like from the like YouTube videos I've seen with people with the thumbnails being like, the Cyberpunk leaks, is this game really bad? And it's like, I'm thinking it might be.
I mean, like, the thing is that, like, this is CD Projekt Red's first shooter. They've really predominantly worked on the Witcher games, which are RPGs. They've not took any big steps towards first-person shooters. Which, I mean, it's an RPG also, so it's like Skyrim.
They probably called
but
up
Todd. But, like, gunplay is important to a shooter.
They probably called up Todd Howard and was like, yeah, Bethesda, you guys do Skyrim and Fallout. Let me wouldn't do that. 16 times the graphics.
They wouldn't do that. No.
Four times the size of Witcher 3. It just works.
How dare you say that my favorite Polish developer, the only Polish developer to be Mimi. How dare you say that they would consult Bethesda, specifically Todd Howard's ass. Mister, the bugs in the game are, you know, it's part of the game. It's part of the experience.
It's part of the charm, right?
I'm just like, no, fix your game. Meanwhile, Witcher 3 continues to be like the best RPG out there on the market.
We will cut the game into four chunks and add price blocks behind all of them, and they'll pay for it because it just works.
But yeah, Cyberpunk, it's an interesting little lore, you know. It takes place in a post-apocalyptic world where America nukes. There's a nuclear war. Basically, most of the world is fucking wastelands, but certain cities became huge technological hubs. They're all basically like New York, basically, except 10 times worse. Sorry, Greg, gotta throw shade.
I mean, it's not like New York is perfect, but fuck. But my problem was when I saw the trailers for it, it's just, Blade Runner, but a game. Like almost every futuristic sci-fi.
Well, I mean, this thing came out like the 90s. It was a tabletop RPG first, so like I kind of get it, because it was like the only tabletop RPG where, you know, you could play in a Blade Runner-esque setting, but it's a lot different from Blade Runner.
Also, I don't think any game, like, this is one of the longest times this game has been development for. This game is like, the first trailer for this game came out in 2012. This game has been in development for almost 7 years. I don't think I've played a release of a game that's been in development for like longer than 5 years has come out to be successful.
What do you mean? There are plenty of games. Actually, a lot of games you don't even hear about before they release, before they even show you that first trailer.
But that's the thing. That's fine. That's fine. You keep your good shit hidden until it's ready. But when you have that announcement that early on, and you keep hyping and building and building and building, something's gotta get.
I'm like, still staying on that.
Like Kingdom Hearts 3, dude. You know how long I had to wait for that?
And was that really all that good? I've sat down and. I'm not even a big Kingdom Hearts fan, but I've played and seen the whole thing, all of it, everything that has to do with that game, and there's still adding stuff. I mean, sure, it's Kingdom Hearts Go. It was all right.
I mean, yeah, it wasn't everything. It's not better than 2.
No,
still
not
beating 2.
No,
but I mean, like, oh, okay. Here's one: Final Fantasy 15. We knew about that game in like years before it came out. Even though it had a different title originally, right? Because it was supposed to be Final Fantasy 13 Lightning versus some shit. And they decided to change it to 15, but yeah, like, we knew about that for a long time. It just, they didn't say anything. Now, CD Projekt Red, they had already like teased Cyberpunk and Witcher, The Witcher 3, actually, because Ciri mentions how she accidentally went to the future and saw like this futuristic place full of people and flying cars.
So The Witcher exists in the same universe as Cyberpunk?
No, it's just, well, the game, yes, but it's, well, it's right. Not really. It, okay, so no, but it was just an Easter egg implying.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just like an Easter egg type thing. It's not actually part of the same universe. That's why the Cyberpunk devs are like, no, you will not see Ciri in this game. Shut up. But yeah. Speaking of things that's been dead for a long time, KOF 15 got another trailer. They announced it last Evo and said absolutely nothing.
Nothing. For a year. I forgot
for it was a year.
It was coming out.
Yeah, I forgot it existed for a while, and now they're like, oh yeah, here's some character designs and we'll show you the rest on the 7th of January 2021.
See, it would have been cool if like they did. I think what game did it with this way, but if when they announced Terry for Smash, they had Sakurai says our good friends also have a special announcement in with regards to Terry, and then you know they drop another teaser trailer for KOF 15.
Well, I mean, yeah, but like, I'm glad they're taking their time.
Well, yeah.
Because, like, I'm sorry, KOF 14 looks god awful.
Doo doo garbage. It looks completely bad.
Like, I'm really hoping that they either go back to 2D.
People out here play 13. If they don't,
I hope they make it at least look like Sam Show. Like, that's all I can ask.
Can my boy Rock Howard be on the main roster, please?
Rock Howard?
Yes.
No, he's not canon.
Doesn't okay.
He's not canon, Greg.
They add him as DLC. They add the DLC. Just put him in the base game.
He can't happen. Even if he is a video game,
they can do even what they want.
Even if he is canon, KOF takes place while everybody's young and spry. He wouldn't be born yet.
But just
no, he's gonna be DLC always, Greg. Always
pull a MK11, some time travel shenanigans, and deal with and then put him in.
I mean, yeah, I mean, KOF is pretty interesting story wise.
Like, a lot of extra dimensional Mortal Kombat, you're fighting Scorpion versus Rambo versus Rain, all right.
Okay, but they're not in the base roster.
Huh? And Spawn!
You gotta pay money for them. Ugh. NetherRealm's asking you to pay that money for them 80s boys.
Ed Boons, you wanna relive your father's childhood? Give me money.
Yeah, you wanna relive all the shit that you don't know about, Gen Z? That your dad probably put on the television, you might have sat down and watched with him once. Well, here. When your father walks in the room and is asking, are you winning, son? You got to be like, hey, dad, look, I'm playing as Rambo.
Wow,
son. I might have to play this game. You can play as Rambo?
And the Terminator.
Terminator? RoboCop? Wow, okay. Son.
So I got called out recently at a GameStop in the weirdest way.
Oh.
So I was.
They called you out for playing Akuma?
No.
Did they smell it on you?
I hope not. God. No. So I was there. I forget why. And I was at the register. I was paying for something. And the new Yakuza game. Was it Be Like a Dragon?
Yeah, Like a Dragon or Yakuza 7.
Yeah.
Because hot take, that's what the title in Japanese of the original games are, is Like a Dragon. It's not Yakuza.
Huh. Right. But, so it's on the TV behind the register, and it's all in English, right? And it happened, you know, from you. So the Bakuman Tai is being played because they're doing like clips from the game, and I hear it, and I'm saying it, but I'm saying it in Japanese. Because one, I know it from Japanese, because I know the meme as well. But also, I've taken some Japanese courses, so my pronunciation is pretty solid. It's not anything good, but it's decent. And the dude behind the counter is like, fucking, you know that song? I'm like, yeah. I'm looking around like, of course I do. It's like, how do you know it in Japanese? I kind of do. It's like, it came out only like 3 days ago. I'm like, am I not supposed to know this word for word? And he's looking at me like super astonished. So I'm like, I just kind of happened to know the meme. Apparently, you
got called out.
Yeah,
fucking weeb.
Right.
He's like, yeah, look at this fucking weeb. And then like, I would have called you out because I would have been like, yeah, look at this fucking normie. Not even knowing what that song is from. I would have called out both of you. I would have been like, you fucking normies. Not even knowing that fucking Bakumi Tai has like been in like so many Yakuza games before this one. You right. Fucktard. just violently start cussing you out and games.
But like the look
didn't know where this one Japanese obscure game song is from.
Right, but the shock on his face from me singing it in a different language, and like apparently I should know it fully yet, and like, okay, yeah, I mean it's a huge fucking weeb, sue me.
I mean, it's not that hard. It's dummy.
It's not
dummy,
right? It's not. It's not that Anataka. Hard.
Sukite. Bruh. I'm sorry. I
right. It's game. Not right. It's
fucking weebs.
Yes, I am a fucking weeb.
That's my. Fight I got called out in GameStop for being a weeb.
He's like, look at this guy. No one how to speak Japanese in America.
It's that meme where it's the two stick figures pointing at the other dude in the corner and say, like, hey yo, this thing is a fucking weeb.
He speaks Japanese. What are you? A loser? Speaking of Yakuza, that's what I've been playing this week, actually. I've been playing Yakuza Kiwami 2, which is a remake of the second game, and boy is it moi. Yakuza games are always good. I recommend it for everybody out there. If you haven't played one,
bro, have you guys seen those sad party memes? Like
sad party.
No,
what are you talking about? Like the guy standing in the corner.
In the corner, yeah. Like they don't know.
Oh,
this,
yeah.
This song was literally sampled. From. Like those memes. Like half of them be hitting too close. Like damn, that's right.
That's right. I'm over here sitting in the corner. It's like, you know.
There was one where the dude's holding a fight stick. He's going, I just wanted to play casuals.
Or like, you know, like you go to an HBCU guys. So like, uh-huh. You know, y'all been to a party down there, right?
I've been to a few.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, been to a few. You know, when a song starts playing, and since you guys are music majors, you're just like, ah, yes, the historical history behind this song is quite amusing indeed. And then all of a sudden, it's like, bro, I'm just trying to bounce to this bitch. What you talking about, homie?
Bro, it's like, it's not that bad. For me, at least, I don't know about you, Dawson, like, sometimes if, like, some super, like, heavy remix song that everyone's out on the floor, like, twerking to, it's like, huh, I know where this was sampled. I do know where this is sampled from. Or, like, a familiar beat will play. I'm like, huh, that beat was used someplace else.
Bro, like, going into the history. Like, the history. Like, going into the history behind fucking.
I don't go that bad.
The Neapolitan chord.
Ew, no, I don't go that far down. I ain't like that.
like going into the history behind fucking WAP.
No.
Like,
no.
Yes, WAP. Did you know the chorus lyrics of There's Some Hoes in This House originates from black HBCU culture, specifically this fraternity. I forgot the name of the fraternity that actually came up with the There's Some Hoes in This House. And it's also a song from the 70s.
Do you think our music professors are like that, Dawson, at parties?
You say, who do you, like, who?
I don't know. We like these music professors in general. They go out to parties and go.
Oh, they probably are. And they probably be just like, is that a G minor chord right there? G minor seven.
You just music professors. They're not like that, bro. They're trying to catch some ass too. Let's be real.
They go out to the bar.
Catch some ass and not get caught. All right.
They go out to the bars. That you hear that pitch. Yeah, that's a C chord.
That's a pickup line?
Yeah, that's the pickup line.
No, the pickup line for a professor trying to get some booty at a fucking college party is him bringing in the alcohol. Especially if there's kids that are that are not of the legal drinking age. So then he can go clap some cheeks.
I don't know.
Not to get caught.
If I see one of my professors at a party, I'm leaving. That's a wrap for me. Yeah. I ain't staying.
Nah, I don't want to see my professor at a party.
I don't want to see any of my professors at a party.
That would be freaking scary.
You know, I had an idea for a TV show. That would be interesting. Just like these two professors, or these two guys, like that have graduated from the college.
Uh-huh.
And they've like gotten their master's and all that. They're called back to the college because the college is low on professors. So now they have to teach the students of the next class. And just the shenanigans that ensue because these guys are like still pretty young. They're just like,
fresh out.
Yeah. So they're just
teaching guys that they probably like had classes with.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That is. God, your school probably had to be like, it's in a rut. To pick up their own students fresh out. I know you guys are planning on leaving, but hey, we want you to come back, you know, maybe work for us. What?
I thought about it. Like, I thought about, like, I had a dream about that, like, going to go teach at fucking our high school, Greg.
Oh, my God.
And I was just like, I couldn't. I'd be like, I remember when I used to walk during these halls and, you know, I used to pass classes. Maybe you're just dumb. I'm sorry.
I would probably like, okay, all right, class. Here's how you get by the system. You only need to turn in this number of assignments in this order. Everything else that I turned out, you don't have to turn in to pass. Here's the tests. This is how they're written. They're not going to change. You know,
Here's some busy work, class. I'm going to be playing my Nintendo Switch underneath the desk. Right. If someone walks in.
Right.
Throw a piece of paper at my head so I can look up and put away my Switch.
I'm grinding to Gold and Street Fighter or Dragon Ball Fighters. If you want me to change your grade, you have to challenge me to a best out of 10. First of 10 match.
They're like, all right, Professor Simpson, we want you to talk to the kids about college education and why it's important.
Don't
all right, kids. Jesus. So, number one rule, don't do it. You'll be in crippling debt like me. You'll be stuck here. And you'll be depressed. And you'll be living with your parents past the age of 30.
Oof.
That's college education for you. Any questions? What if I want to go to law school or be a doctor? Well, you're just kind of shit out of luck.
Professor Hunt, why did you get... I don't want my grade change. This 40... I studied for this test. Oh, you should deserve a better grade? I do! Tosses in the controller. Run these sticks, my guy.
No, this is the ultimate. Like, you have, like, a test, and it's, like 100... Like, not 100, but you just have, like, a test, and at the bottom, you have, like, extra credits. Mm-hmm. All right, so... What do you do in this situation? A character is jumping forward at you. What stick motion will you do? And you're playing. And you are playing Ryu.
Nah. The very back. It's like a math. It's like a math super. Like the math final. The last like bonus question. Like it's like a worth like a bunch of points. What is what is Goku's name type shit. And yo, fucking like, it's Goku. It's it right there. False. What? Are you failed? What? It's
Kakarot. You know, yeah, if I was a teacher, I promise you, I'd be putting unnecessary behind weeb, weeb extra credit questions.
Like, if I was a history professor, I'd be like, all right, the test is make a tier list of all the presidents. Make a tier and list. And I'll rank your tier list.
No, I'd watch a student give me a tier list presentation and everything is justified.
Yeah, like, now you have to justify your answers. Like, if you're going to put Trump in A tier, you better have a good goddamn reason, all right?
Nah. Obama's in S tier. Why? Because he's just that cash money. He's just that nigga. I'm going to go, you know what? That's fair. All right. You're off to a good start.
Chaos. Bill Clinton? I don't know, man. Like, Bill Clinton was pretty cash. I put Obama at A tier. I don't know how I feel about them drone strikes, man. Yeah, but
bruh.
Yeah, you know, like them drone strikes, it's pretty powerful meta, though, but...
It advanced presidential meme culture, right?
Yeah, I teach a whole class on this.
As Obama as a meme, what do we remember him for? His signature jump shot and his drones. I mean,
bro, like the drone was begging to get back in the house. You know, Donald's sitting there moping because he's about to get kicked out, and a predator drone's just like, where's Obama at? Go, predator drone. Shoo. He's not here anymore. He's already had his 8 years.
So, you know, Trump is like one of the only recent presidents to not have a dog in the Oval Office. He didn't have a pet.
What do you mean?
It's his son.
Which, what, Eric?
No, or Baron.
The tall one?
Oh, the actual child. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Eric O'Donnell Jr.?
We're going to get canceled. We're already shitting on a kid. Sorry. what episode are we on? Episode 26? We're already shitting on kids.
27.
The Re-Up Podcast beating up on kids.
To be fair, though, I didn't hear a lot from Baron in his 4 years. He kept his quiet. He did, I guess,
allegedly, he likes anime.
Hey, okay.
Would you sit down and watch anime with Baron Trump?
Yeah, I would. See where the taste are?
Just keep your dad away from me.
No, I wouldn't. He's like 12 or something.
Oh,
okay.
I'm an adult.
Well, wait a minute. Yeah. Okay, man. Okay. I thought he was like 16 or something.
He might be 16. I might be just capping, but let me see. I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, look it up.
Baron Trump. Age 2020. Let's see.
He's 14. Oh,
Like, no, I'm not watching 14. Anime with a 14-year-old that I don't know.
Nah.
Yeah, he's kind of tall, though. He's taller than his dad.
He's freaking tall as heck.
How tall is he?
Dude, he's fucking taller than Trump's ass.
Shit, like 14. Man, 14 is probably like my favorite anime. Whoa. Is My Hero Academia, and you guys see the new Hayaku.
I mean, he actually did. I think he did say something about My Hero, actually.
Of course,
unironically. But dude, this dude looks like a fucking basketball player now, dude. What the hell?
I'm trying to look.
That nigga fucking
just give me a clear, concise answer. I don't want to. He's 6'6".
He's what? 6'6".
Some have speculated that Baron may stand 6'6" with many. He has it like there's no like official height, but some is like speculating he's 6'6".
Oh my god, that nigga fucking like, huge. He need to be on the court.
Like a young. Or like 6'3" or something. He's above 6 foot. Bro, he needs to be on the court.
Be quiet before the Knicks hear you. They might try to draft him and fucking do something else stupid.
I mean, like shit. Like, you know, you can't always live off your daddy's legacy, you know. Start making one of your own on that court, B.
He was born in 2006.
He'd be like the next Larry Bird or before some shit.
My brother.
He'd be the next good white basketball player.
Dirk. Chris.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all playing like Luka not doing dirty.
Right, like Luka, like... dirty. Or the dude off the Nuggets. That was
Dragic. I don't know how to say his name.
Dragic.
Yeah, him. You know what I'm talking about.
That triple double in the playoff game. That was dope.
Let's be real though. Like, when's the last big name white basketball player?
Dirk. Luka.
Bro. No, like, I'm talking about that. Like, it's a common household name.
Dirk Nowitzki.
Okay, yeah, Dirk Nowitzki. Yeah.
What are you gonna go back to? Larry Bird? Is that what you're supposed to say?
Right. Okay, yeah, Larry Bird.
That's the no. What I remember. No. Then what? Steve Nash.
Steve. Yeah. What about
Steve Kerr.
Yeah. All right. Y'all can't be exposing me on the podcast for my lack of
basketball knowledge.
Uh-huh. Y'all can't be exposing me on the podcast for that. This is the podcast where we roast Greg, not me. All right.
We all on the ass, boy. You ain't watching your NBA.
No, because NBA is the same thing every year.
I mean, I barely watch. I know enough to talk about it.
Like, when people be like, oh, who going to be in finals? Who going to be in finals? I'm just like, bro, we all know.
It was different this year.
It was different.
It was different this year?
It was the Heat versus the Lakers.
It was.
Well, yeah, it's going to be Buckets. One of those teams. If the Heat or the Lakers, or who else? Well, fucking
Celtics are pretty Boston. Good.
If one of, like, the big teams ain't there, then, like, call it quits.
And I mean,
that's what the NFL is starting to turn into, honestly.
So he haven't been there in a while, so that was new. And it was hoping the Nuggets would have pulled out, but they unfortunately couldn't cut the mustard. But if it was the Man, Nuggets Heat final, that would be cool. But you know, Lakers had to do it for Kobe, so I'll give him a pass this year. I'm okay with that win. I'm fine with that.
You know, Deshaun brought up something earlier about, like, having a TV show idea.
Yeah.
Like, I was thinking, like, why is there no TV show? Why is there not a lot of TV shows about college?
Because they want to fuel the scam.
I mean, there was a really big TV show about college, if you guys remember watching It's a Different World.
No, I understand that. But I'm talking about, like, cartoons.
Bro, when was the last time a Different World aired, bro? Outside of reruns,
yeah, because it came out in the 80s, but
I mean, there's I love no, that show. Like, it's college, a good show.
It's like there's in even if there is like even with movies about college, it's always about like the frat part of college.
Do you guys count Community as a college show?
No,
no.
Like, I want like 20 something or 20 to 18 year olds chilling at school. I want a cartoon. That's what I want.
I mean,
the closest thing we got to that, well, to me at least, was freaking Regular Show, and they weren't even in college, but they were the college outs. Age.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, and I was thinking about it, like, I kind of like shows that are based off of reality, but are like animated. Have you guys ever seen Clerks animated?
I've heard of it. I don't think I've watched it.
It's pretty good, unironically. And then like Mission Hill on MTV, if any of you guys remember that.
I do.
Like, I don't know. It's something about like shows like that. That's just like, you know, it's animated, but it still hits home to reality.
I mean,
no, I like shows that are like home to reality, but they're animated because you don't have to worry about the really set. Like, I feel like they can get more.
What was that?
Intimate.
What was that? Chinatown. For lack of better terms.
Illinois. Oh yeah, China, Illinois.
That was good. That was a good one.
That was a college. Wasn't that in college?
I don't think that was.
Yeah, that was a college.
That was a college.
Yeah, because like the the fucking professors, dude, had me weak.
Okay, the one thing I remember from that show was the Toy Story rant or the equivalent of the Toy Story 3 rant. Y'all remember that?
Nah, dude, I remember freaking. No, the fucking baby face raps, dude.
Yeah, baby cake.
Baby cakes.
Oh,
baby,
yeah.
Baby cakes, 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 baby cakes. Baby cakes is the killer.
Or something like in the style of like Boondocks, maybe, because I've been recently watching Boondocks. And that's been cracking me up.
You know,
fucking, like, fucking Tom Sphere getting fucking raped in prison.
If I was to make a Boondocks like type show, like that kind of covers like the same issues.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would like make it take place in like a college setting. You know, maybe take that idea that I said earlier about
Would you make it in a PWI or an HBCU?
You know, I would make it take place in a sprouting PWI but that's like starting to get into like an African American population in the school.
You don't have to be a PWI. Like, I understand. There's not even a lot of movies about HBCUs. But like with PWI, I feel like if you're doing a commentary show, like how Boondocks did, then you're gonna have to do it in a PWI.
Right.
And like maybe take the idea that I said earlier. Like, I don't know. Like, this black guy graduated from this PWI.
Hold on. I'm completely forgetting. You guys watch Grown-ish? That's exactly like.
I did not watch Grown-ish.
Grown-ish is pretty much like not necessarily being animated, but college, early college life, like at least the first couple seasons were pretty close to home.
The cheating scandal stuff. I don't know. That was kind of.
That was a lot, but like the first couple seasons where I was watching it, like as I was like freshman year, and like, huh, yeah.
Wasn't there like a college, an HBCU like band show?
Marching Orders on Netflix. Yeah, but that was following Norfolk and.
Not that one, but there was another one where it's like
not Norfolk
taking place in an HBCU. Bethune-Cookman. I was watching BET one day. I was just like,
of course,
what is this show?
Are you talking about Drumline? That's a movie.
Not Drumline, but there's like a TV show.
He was scrolling through BET and Martin didn't just happen not to be on.
Yeah. Unironically.
Martin wasn't playing or they weren't like getting ready for the BET Awards.
They got The Game on Netflix though.
Oh my goodness.
The first three seasons are like the best. Fight me on it.
I haven't seen The Game or thought about The Game in just a long time.
It's not something you know, to really think about. And that's the thing is that like I don't know, like sitcoms and African Americans are an interesting topic because like you know, I go to a PWI. And I remember I was sitting in one class and the professor was like, introduce yourself and give us your favorite TV show. And half of that class, which consisted of predominantly white women,
they did not say Friends.
We like Friends and The Office. My two favorite shows. You like that too? I like it too. And I'm just like,
couldn't they at least play like good? Like if they said Seinfeld, I would have given the pass.
I wanted if to they said, just scream.
If they said Parks and Rec or like 30 Rock, I would have given them a pass.
No, they just said the generic answers. Friends and The Office. There was one girl who was like, I like Frasier. And I was like, I respect you.
Huh. That's.
I respect you.
Like That 70s Show or something like just.
That 70s Show was fire.
That was funny, yes.
You know.
Friends isn't funny. Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory unfunny. Is definitely not funny.
It became like, really funny.
Involved in like most of that nerd shit that they talk about. I'm just like, bro, I've never met anybody that act like these fools.
Yes, you have.
Okay. Yeah, not excluding some of those weirdos in high school, but like.
Yeah, like, yes, you have, don't you?
But like, I don't know. When I fucking have my D&D campaign, I don't put on my fucking wizard hat and wizard robes. Like,
no, I go there.
I just go there.
Right.
No more outfit. We all be chilling, having fun, rolling the dice.
It is funny being at HBCU. Like we'll take like the downstairs rec area
and play D&D. Did do that
and play D&D. And some random like nigga will be walking by. What y'all playing? I'm playing Dungeons & Dragons. Yo, that's tight, man.
Bro, it's so funny.
I always want to play some Dungeons & Dragons. It's like oh,
it's
yeah.
So funny at HBCU because it's like RAs come down.
Yeah.
What are y'all doing down here? Oh, we're just playing Dungeons & Dragons. All right. Keep it up. I like that y'all are doing that. Because usually I don't know what it is about these other kids, but they just come here and just lollygag. But y'all are doing what we're supposed to do. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
It is like, it's interesting because, like, I don't know. Like, I haven't played Dungeons & Dragons. And, well, I played it, like, we had a campaign last year at my college.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, it was weird because, you know, I go to a country bunk in college, so they don't know.
I cast magic missile.
They don't know about it. And, like, occasionally we'll be just sitting there, like, late at night and fucking wanting to build it. And so, like, the security guards come in to lock up and they're like, hey, what you boys doing up in there? and we're just like, we're just playing some Dungeons and Dragons. And they're like, you mean that nerd game? Yeah. Bruh. And, you know, they'd be like, well, I'm locking up, so, you know, just make sure you shut the door when you leave out. I'm like, all right. It's kind of awkward exchange. Silence. And then they just kind of walk away.
And it is weird when people that don't really know what you're doing will come by. Especially like they come over from like Clark or Spellman.
Explaining to my mom what fucking Dungeons and Dragons was an aneurysm. She was like, "You playing that game that they play on Big Bang?" I'm just like, Mom. She's like, "Do you really be putting on your wizard robe and shit?" And I'm just like, no, Mom. I don't put on the wizard robe and dress up. Occasionally, we'll do the voices to, like, distinguish characters. Uh-huh. But outside of that, no.
Speaking of getting parents into things, I had to, like, almost forcibly sit my mom down to get... I got her to watch one episode of Evangelion, and she did not have it.
Well, I mean,
the first episode is difficult, but
it sells you in thinking that it's a mecha anime.
She's the thing was she doesn't like sci-fi. I'm trying to pull to her that it's not just mech, like it gets super psychological. Just bear with it. And then you have the fucking clip with Misato and Shinji in the car. I'm like, well, fuck, I can't.
And it's are fucking, you really gonna explain to your mom what LCL is and what instrumentality project is?
I wanted her to get to that point, but she at the first episode ended. Like, well, what do you think? I'm all bright eyed and excited. She's like, I can't.
Why is his dad such a dick?
Not even that. She's like, she turns to my father, who's like in the living room. She's like, your father won't even like this. She like my dad was like listening to the episode while we were watching. Like, she's like, Greg, do you like this? Like, no. I'm like, see, he doesn't even like it. I can't get it. I'm like, come on.
No, you should definitely get your dad into it. So, like, when you walk into his office, he could just be wearing the Gendo glasses.
And
the gloves.
He's barely sitting through Mandalorian. He says it's not exciting enough.
What do you mean it's not exciting?
Hey, that's exactly what I said.
My Star Wars nerd boner hasn't been this hard in years.
He says it's too slow paced for him. I'm like, what?
It's too slow paced?
I don't know.
What?
My parents are weird.
This is the first time we've seen what canonically a fucking crate dragon looks like.
You
know what a fucking crate dragon is?
Okay. So we put up our Christmas tree this year, and every year we buy we get to buy our own ornament. We've been doing that as a tradition. I was unboxing an old one, which happened to be like when I was little, I had this Jango Fett ornament, and because my dad goes, oh, it's like you got the Mandalorian. I'm like, yes, but no. My mom chimes in. The only one I know is what's his name from episode 5. My dad goes, oh, I know that too. What was it, Boba Fett? And then they're over there in their Gen X kind of vibe and like, oh yeah, wasn't Emperor Strikes Back? So okay. Yeah. I'm like, no, this is his father. Was he a Mandalorian? Not really, but I thought you were talking about Jango Fett. No, that's his father. That's his son. What? And they're all getting confused. I'm like, please, 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 just let me understand. All
right, Mom. Here's to explain. Jango Fett is, but isn't a Mandalorian. It depends on who you're talking to.
No.
There's Legends lore, and then there's the new canon.
They confirmed it in the Mandalorian. So here's the deal. So you have.
Oh, okay, you dropping spoilers. All right.
Well. Okay, it's a minor spoiler, but whatever. Spoiler warning. Okay, so you have Boba Fett is the son of Jango Fett because Jango Fett gave his DNA to the
the Kaminoans.
The Kaminoans for the clone army, but on the condition that he gets one unaltered clone that raises his son, which became Boba Fett. And then his armor is passed down. It is now known, given through the lore from the Mandalorian episode, that his armor, which was Jango Fett's armor,
which is Boba Fett's armor,
right? Because his father was at one point a foundling, and he even fought in the Mandalorian Civil Wars, thereby making his father a Mandalorian as well. So, yeah. Yes, he is a Mandalorian. He is not the Mandalorian in the show, parents. And Baby Yoda has a name now.
Okay.
So you don't have to call him Baby Yoda, and you can maybe wind down on the merch buying.
How, like, you don't have to refer to the Mandalorian as the Mandalorian. Just refer to him as
Mando. Din Djarin. Or Mando is cool.
No, because there's so many Mandos.
But in the context of what you're talking about.
It triggers me, Greg. These normies.
These normies. These normies. These
normies.
These normies.
Invading. Invading my spaces.
Invading my spaces.
Over here. I'm over here like, bruh. None of these guys are actual OG Mandos. You know what an OG Mando look like? They're called the Tong.
No, I don't want. I do not want a Tong reference in the Mandalorian. Please. That's.
We got to go back to their homeworld and see how it is on Mandalore, dude. Not even real because Mandalorians didn't even originate from Mandalore.
What?
Anyways, Mandalorians aren't just human. We need to see some alien Mandalorians. We haven't seen any alien Mandalorians.
I mean, the Mandalorians in canon. The Mandalorians that appeared in the first season, they didn't take off the mask, so who knows what they were.
That is true.
They had humanoid shapes and structure, but like, who knows what they were.
Also, it saves money.
Yeah, save money. But like, I don't need some Tong references in this series. Like,
bro, we already got a crate dragon and a crate pearl.
We got a lot. We got more.
That's in the first episode,
right?
Also, the explaining freaking Tusken Raider culture.
Yes, which was surprisingly deep content. Don't
know
right
that Tusken Raiders, the reason why they're so pissy. Is because they feel that you're stealing their water, that their God blessed them. It's their land.
Right. And they can take pot shots at your pod racing if they want to. Because I just rewatched some of the prequels.
Yeah, like, the Tusken Raiders, they're pretty decent people when you get to know them.
I love how, like, everyone fucking savages, Tusken Raiders, but they'll sure communicate and bargain and mingle with the Jawas.
They'll bargain with really anybody. You just have to be chill.
Right.
Like, you know, and also they're very loyal people, you know, like the Mando said in the first episode, he was just like, hey, they might be pretty rough, but they're people of their word.
Right. So
if they hit you with the, you know, they're going to follow through with it.
They're going to follow through with it. Gosh,
dude, that poor Tusken Raider, dude.
Oh, the one that
you know which one I'm talking about.
Yeah, the one that was went to go feed
that poor guy.
Went to go feed the dragon. He's running as fast as he could. Poor dude. He tried his best. You know, sometimes it'd be like that.
Also, I like the fact that the Mando knows how to speak fucking Tusken.
Oh yeah,
It's funny because, you know, Tusken Raiders are just like regular looking people without the mask on.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, like, it depends on what lore you're looking at. But yeah, the consensus is that they're just kind of like regular people, except certain traits because of the planet. Right. And, you know, I kind of want to learn how to speak Tusken.
No.
So I can just walk out in public making
fucking show
up to your band speaking Tusken.
I would have more respect for you if you learned like Klingon than you've learned Tusken.
Klingon. Only thing I know in Klingon is Vakla, Vakla, which means I don't even watch fucking Star Trek.
It's better.
I need to.
It's better. It's better than you going around. No. But if I look out if I'm like at band practice, I look out at our practice field, and these just two niggas doing that, just communicating in Tuscan. Someone's doing some push-ups. I don't care who you are. No. No, no. Just I have any of that.
Violently in Tuscan, dude. Like, I want you to, like, walk into, like, a Walmart doing that, like, speaking to, like, the customer service and, like, screaming at them in Tuscan because they don't understand you. You're, like, making the hand gestures and everything. You're like,
you have, like, you have like, this
what
giant...
What is he saying?
They're going to call security on me because you have, like, the wooden stick. You shake it above your head. You can get tased. You can get tased. Right. Sir, sir, one, please calm down.
Star Wars
sir?
Nerd walks up. He's like, oh, he's speaking Tuscan. Give me a second. Let me translate for him. And you just see the other nerd just say, he's like, okay, he says that he's upset that his PS5 order was canceled.
Of course. But... that would be funny. That would be hilarious.
I had to call Amazon speaking Tusk.
God, imagine you're sitting out in front of a line at a store for like a game release, and there's like a group of five guys in front of you in like sand robes and wrapped up heads with Tuscan, like, and then just like two perched up on the roof, and like a dude's walking out with his game, like, oh, finally I got the last copy because he just jumped. He gets Tuscan Raiders. He's getting Tuscan by Tuscan Raiders, and then no one helps him because like, man. That's what you get for coming out here. Tusk Raiders are
out of this Raider land.
Right, yeah. What you mean?
You gotta negotiate with them.
Fucking Indian land becomes Tuscan Raider land.
They want your speeder.
What? Serge, give
you heard them. They want your car.
You mean my car? Drop.
They want them 24s on your car. Drop them.
Oh, and your shoes. They want them too. You got, and your Jordans,
they want them Air Force Ones, my guy. You don't have to drop your shoes. What you mean, homie? Yeah, like if you can't pass unless you drop your Air Force Ones.
All modern day Tuscan Raiders wear black Air Force Ones. Oh man, that would be funny. Just roaming, bro. Roaming bands of Tuscan Raiders in major cities.
The CIA, the FBI fucking crime statistics document.
Bro.
Fucking on Tuscan Raider crime.
Bro, that would be so funny. If that was the last hoorah of 2020, like the pandemic winds down and now there's this band of Tuscan Raiders out in metropolitan areas, I'd be dying laughing. That'd be so funny.
You know, I'm kind of okay with that.
You know, if that does happen, feel free to add us at the Reup Podcast. As we end this episode, you know, you can always find us at reup-podcast.com. You can find us at SoundCloud. Look up soundcloud.com/TheReupPodcast. And on Spotify, look up The Reup Podcast on there, and our logo should be there, too. You can also find us at our Discord that we talked about earlier. We have, you know, two boosts, so we have new content on our Discord. Content posted fairly frequently, so it's always fun here. But other than that, I want to thank everybody for listening, and we'll see everybody next week.